8:25.
The Breakfast Show with Scott Dalton on BBC Radio Lincolnshire.
Now, here's something you don't see every day in a care home. Penguins. Yes, this is going to happen later. They're going to be popping in to see residents at the Bernadette House Care Home on South Park in Lincoln. Elizabeth Stevens has popped in and you haven't picked up a penguin on the way.
Not on the way. They're coming later today.
Where are said penguins coming from?
They are coming from Heythrop Zoological Park in Oxfordshire.
Goodness, they're having a bit of a journey then.
They are.
Why penguins?
They're accustomed to travel.
They're travelling penguins,
They're travelling penguins. Our home specialises in care for people living with dementia. Uh-huh. And animals and birds are therapeutic for people living with that condition. They're very calming and relaxing. And we like to bring in a variety of different animals and birds to the home. In May, we had spring lambs. We've had alpacas. We've had birds of prey. And we had a request from a resident for penguins.
Oh, so a resident. This is like you do requests for animals.
We do requests. We try to grant the wishes of our residents.
So they can make a wish.
And we have everything from a particular meal for dinner, which obviously we cater to a request for penguins.
How many penguins?
Two penguins, Pringle and Charlie.
Oh, they've got names as well.
They have names.
And these are proper real penguins.
They're proper real penguins.
It doesn't seem right to have penguins in a care home wandering around.
Well, it's very different. They are coming with their handlers to ensure that the animals are well cared for. We've been given strict protocol in terms of what we need to follow to ensure the welfare of the penguins. So I don't want any listeners to be concerned that they're going to be abused or traumatised in any way.
Yeah, well,
because we wouldn't allow that.
I've just got visions of them like waddling away and watching telly with the residents. It's just,
well, apparently
I can't
they do
get my
quite
head around
like
it.
Watching television.
What do they watch?
They like the moving images. And penguins are naturally very social creatures, both with themselves and if they're brought up around humans, with humans as well.
Yeah, I get the kind of I get the sort of thing that you're talking about. We've heard about it. I think dogs is the one.
We have a pet dog who comes into the home every month.
And you can get that. I mean, what does it do for the resident? What have the other visits with animals done for the residents?
They have a calming influence. Yeah. I mean, with other animals, which doesn't happen with penguins, obviously the residents can hold the animals as well, which can be a form of comfort too. It's also a way of reconnecting with past memories as well. I mean, many of our residents going back 30 or 40 years visited zoos and would have seen sort of penguins. They're going to have the opportunity to feed the penguins. And it's about injecting something different into the home.
Yeah.
I mean, we like to have different activities that go on in events.
Can you pet a penguin? I don't know.
No, they're not going to be petting